University of Bridgeport grad student Dima Akesh fled Syria a few years ago as the civil war started to tear the country apart. Akesh says there were bombings and shootings in her neighborhood, with bullets ripping through her bedroom wall. She says she was born in America along with her sisters, making it easier to flee the conflict. But there are many others she left behind.
For me, I had many friends, many relatives who are still living there. I've seen many of my friends who have been detained and just for protesting in Syria. One of my cousins recently got beaten up with one of the security forces just because he was defending one of his friends.
Akesh says she knows others who fled to refugee camps. She volunteers with the humanitarian group Save the Children in Westport and helped organize the swim relay. Gary Shea is head of humanitarian operations at Save the Children. He says Syrians are like many people in the region, educated and middle class. Yet more people than the entire population of Connecticut have been forced to flee their homes.
Unlike the natural disasters, where we can raise more money in a short period of time because of the intense media coverage that we usually will occur, just like the situation in the Philippines, when something doesn't have an end, it's in a part of the world that is often misunderstood. We do everything possible to help people think that this could be them.
The Syrian community in Connecticut is supporting the event. They expect to raise between $2,000 and $3,000 for supplies for refugee camps. Therese Ellis Gray, WSHU News.